College Basketball Insider.
Some news and notes from around the world of college basketball.
In-studio correspondent for WFAN and CBS Sports Radio.
Attention, please, to John Rothstein. Please report to St. Joe's.
The Insider's Insider.
Joining us now with his thoughts and to break it down, John Rothstein.
It's College Hoops Today with John Rothstein.
Let's put the women and children to bed and go looking for dinner. John Rothstein here on the College Hoops Today podcast. Later in the show, we'll be joined by Loyola Chicago head coach Drew Valentine. I want to remind you to subscribe to the College Hoops Today podcast on Apple Podcasts. We want to be your Bible for the college basketball season and beyond. We are the only college basketball podcast coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. Also want to remind you to check out the College Hoops Today fan page on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a review. Let us know what you think of the product we're bringing to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. And also a reminder to find and listen to the College Hoops Today podcast on all the popular podcast platforms. Make sure to subscribe, like, and rate the show. And please feel free to leave us comments and check out collegehoopstoday.com for breaking news, podcast archives, stories, and analysis on the greatest sport that we have on our globe. And also send me your questions on Twitter. I'll get to them later in this podcast. I'm at John Rothstein. That's John, J-O-N. And I want to let you know that today's episode of the College Hoops Today podcast is being sponsored by Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. Now that we've got you set for all your Geico needs, what a weekend in college basketball. We've got Feast Week on the horizon. A happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. And we have to start with the Purdue Boilermakers, who were sensational in the Hall of Fame tip-off at Mohegan Sun, beating North Carolina, beating Villanova on Sunday for the championship. And I don't think this is hyperbole. This is as good of a chance as Matt Painter has had to take Purdue to a Final Four. And anything less than a Final Four appearance with this group will be considered a disappointment. Purdue was down 11 on Sunday with 9 minutes to play against Villanova, came back, ended the game on a 34-17 run. You can't do that against the model program in the sport unless you're an elite basketball team. Three Big Ten players on this roster. Zach Edey, the Yao Ming of college basketball at 7'4.5". Travion Williams, and also Jaden Ivey, who was sensational, looking more and more like a burgeoning lottery pick. Purdue has rhythm, they have chemistry, they have role allocation. Again, anything less than an appearance in the Final Four will be considered a disappointment. Villanova, as I mentioned, still the model program in the sport. When we had Jay Wright on this podcast a couple of weeks ago, he talked about the importance of developing Villanova's depth. That is something between now and the start of Big East play that we need to see. I also want to compliment Tennessee. Tennessee was beaten, soundly beaten, by Villanova on Saturday. The Vols trailed by 20 points at the half, but they came back on Sunday without Josiah Jordan James, who was out due to illness, and beat North Carolina with ease. Tennessee, to me, again, looks like a team that will be at the top of the SEC. And as far as North Carolina goes, it's about improving defensively. It's about being able to get stops consistently against really good competition. Tar Heels gave up an average of 91 points in two games this weekend at Mohegan Sun. That is a significant, significant deficiency if you're going to be one of the better teams in the Atlantic Coast Conference. Also want to highlight Arizona's win over Michigan Sunday. Arizona is starting to emerge as a top challenger to UCLA in the Pac-12. Tommy Lloyd did an outstanding job. And the thing I really enjoy about Tommy Lloyd is this, and he said it obviously on this podcast and other places, he is acknowledging that Sean Miller left him a really, really good roster. Because when you look at Arizona and you see Christian Coloco developing, you see Ben Mathurin looking like one of the best cards in the country, obviously Azulis Tubelis is putting in work, looking like an all Pac-12 player. Not enough coaches do the appropriate thing and follow coaching etiquette and acknowledge that the person who was in the chair before them left them a good roster. Arizona being good in basketball at the same time that UCLA is being good in basketball is very good for the sport as a whole. And speaking of UCLA, Tuesday night will represent, in my opinion, the most anticipated game that we have this season. It's a Final Four rematch. It's UCLA against Gonzaga in Las Vegas at T-Mobile Arena. Now, Cody Riley still out of the lineup for UCLA, but still, this is as anticipated a game as you're going to get in the non-conference portion of the schedule. 1-2 Tuesday before Thanksgiving. If you're not excited for this game, you officially hate fun. Drew Valentine doesn't hate fun. He's having a ball as the head coach of Loyola Chicago. Ramblers are headed to the Atlantic 10, but first, they're headed to the Battle for Atlantis this week. Loyola Chicago against Michigan State in the first round on Wednesday. We check in with Drew Valentine, the head coach of the Ramblers of Loyola Chicago, coming up next on the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. And before we talk with Loyola Chicago's Drew Valentine, I want to tell you about ButcherBox. Holiday meals are where memories are made, so quality matters more than ever. Don't leave it to chance. Make sure you have the best holiday meals with high-quality meat from ButcherBox. Not only am I getting top-quality 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, wild-caught seafood, and more, it's being delivered right to my door. Delicious and convenient, two of my favorite things. Every month, ButcherBox ships enough meat for 24 individual meals, and you can customize your own box or choose from some great collections. And right now is the best time ever to try them. This holiday, ButcherBox is proud to give new members free New York strip steaks for a year. This deal has never been offered before, and it won't last forever. Get two delicious 100% grass-fed New York strip steaks for free in every box for a year. This offer is only available until November 30th, 2021, so get it before it's gone. Just go to butcherbox.com/hoops to sign up. That's butcherbox.com/hoops to receive this limited-time offer of free New York strip steaks for a year. Loyola Chicago 4-0 out of the gate. They will play Michigan State in the first round in the Battle for Atlantis tournament in the Bahamas on Wednesday. The head coach of the Ramblers is Drew Valentine. He now makes his inaugural appearance on the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. And Drew, welcome. What are your early impressions of your team?
Appreciate you having me on, John. Honor to be on here. I love where this group is at from a mentality perspective. I think that they've, you know, brought a championship mindset. We talk about that all the time. Just the standard that we want to approach every practice, every game, every situation we take the floor, we want to approach it with the championship mindset. And I think this group has done a great job of making that happen each and every day.
Now, you're second in the nation, only behind Baylor, in assists as a team. How have you accomplished that?
Well, I think that's just the culture that been built here by Coach Moser, and then, you know, on with me and what I'm doing here with the culture and what I'm doing with our style of play. I think we've got a lot of different guys that can make shots and can score. But what makes them special is, you know, how much they trust in the culture, how much they trust in their teammates. And they understand that when they get off the ball that, you know, it's going to come back their way. We really talk about 0.5 in the ball, about the spacing that you need to be in on the floor within our, you know, four-out offense. And we've got really good players, I think, that can make some tough passes, different skip passes, corner kickouts, and do a good job of hitting the roll pass as well. So it's been fun to watch how unselfish our guys are and how much they enjoy sharing the ball with one another.
Now, obviously, you know, you want to be in a situation where you're sharing a ball as best you can, but that's obviously always directly correlated as well to having great experience. Loyola Chicago is one of the teams around the country that has had, obviously, the benefit of having guys come back for an extra year. Take us inside that discussion with those players.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, people, when I first got the job, were just asking me about, you know, recruiting. What's your plan with recruiting now? And, you know, my take and my, approach with it was I wanted to recruit my current guys, you know, and make sure that if they wanted to come back, I wanted to give them the opportunity to do so because they earned it. And with a couple guys, it was a fairly quick conversation. Tate Hall and Keith Clemens in particular. It was pretty quick. It took them about a day to figure out if they were going to come back, and it took a here Uguac about 4 or 5 days. But it took Lucas Williamson about 3 weeks to figure out if he was coming back or not. And once he told me he was coming back, then we put the announcement out. And these guys have been absolutely fantastic with, again, like I said, their approach. These guys are, wanting to get better, wanting to improve and set an even new standard and legacy for, a Loyola basketball. And so it's been fun to coach those guys, and I really enjoy going to work with them each and every day.
Loyola Chicago head coach Drew Valentine joined the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Ramblers 4-0 entering Wednesday's opening round game with Michigan State. It's a battle for Atlantis in the Bahamas. Now, Porter Mosier, who obviously made Loyola Chicago into a national brand, went to the Final Four in 2018, went to the Sweet 16 last year. He leaves for Oklahoma last spring. What were the next few days like for Drew Valentine following that departure?
Insane. trying to figure it all out. I mean, it happened so quick. I mean, we lost to Oregon State in the Sweet 16 on Saturday. By Friday, I was being named head coach, and it was just a whirlwind. And then, shortly after that, my daughter was born, 3 months premature. And so it was just a crazy whirlwind for about a month. And but I spent a lot of time just, talking to our current players, our current recruits, our current parents, just, letting them know my vision and my standard for the culture wasn't going to change. And just wanted to make everybody feel comfortable with me taking over. And, thank goodness all of our recruits, guys that we had committed at the time, they all continued to, whether that was sign or reaffirm their signing and things like that. So it was a crazy, hectic couple weeks and days, but that's why you do it, John. And with that being said, I'm blessed and very lucky and honored, to be the head coach of Loyola Chicago.
Now, this was not the first time that Porter Mosier was courted for another job. Was there another time under his obviously stewardship that you thought he was going to leave Loyola Chicago prior to when he departed for Oklahoma?
A little bit. I mean, maybe, the couple years before that, I think it was after the 2019 season. I think that he was close, and he loves Loyola. He loves the city of Chicago. He loves, it's home for him. And coach, I'm really, extremely happy for him, and very lucky to have learned so many life lessons and lessons about the game and I'm still learning from him. I mean, I call him all the time to ask him for advice on, situations with players or recruiting or, just things with, being a head coach itself. So, happy for coach, but, he left me with a lot of life lessons and is still teaching me to this day.
What are the biggest things that you took from him?
I think, a mental approach every single day, mentality. I mean, when you talk to him, his energy, it never changes, regardless of the day, regardless of the situation. I mean, he has a championship mindset every time he wakes up. And so, just seeing his energy every day, it really, pushes you and, holds you to a high standard as well. And then I would say also balance. I think he does an incredible job of balancing being a dad, being a husband, and being a basketball coach, being a friend, being a mentor to people. I mean, I think he just does an incredible job of balance. And then also so many different things from a tactical, both offensively and defensively perspective. His philosophy on spacing, his philosophy on .5 in the ball, his philosophy on defense. I mean, there's so many different things from a basketball perspective. So very lucky, very honored to work with, obviously a really good basketball coach, but even a better high-level person.
Loyola Chicago head coach Drew Valentine joined the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Ramblers 4-0 will play Michigan State in the first round of the Battle for Atlantis in the Bahamas on Wednesday. Well, Drew, how does this team you're coaching right now compare to last year's team that went to the Sweet 16?
Yeah, I think, obviously there's no Cameron Krutwig, And, you know, that's just from a stylistic standpoint. It's just so differently or it's so different, you know, because Krupp was he's such a unique player, such a matchup problem with how he can initiate offense as a playmaker and as a scorer. And so, you know, just stylistically, I think we're a little bit different. I think our guard play is more of a priority. It's more of, you know, kind of our focus of what we're doing offensively. And then, you know, I think we're, you know, because, you know, Krutwig was basically our main facilitator, I think we're playing a little bit faster as well. So we always played fast with Coach Moser. That was, you know, what we've done was try to score in transition, but we wanted to take efficient shots, and we're still doing that. But without Krutwig from a stylistic perspective, I think we're much more guard-centric, and because of that, we're playing a little bit faster.
Well, for the casual fan who's going to get, obviously, the first look at the Ramblers in 21-22 this week in the Bahamas, give me a player or two that you think is going to jump out that maybe the average college basketball fan right now isn't that familiar with.
Yeah, I think Ahir Ugwuoke is off to a really, really good start. You know, he's been a really good player for us for, you know, years. He's helped us win so many different games. With his versatility on both sides of the ball. Ahir, you know, he's 6'7", he's 230. He's an elite athlete. He's in that upper percentile from an athletic perspective as far as, like, speed, twitchy athleticism, bounce off the floor. He's really improved his skill. He's improved his ball handling. He's improved his shooting and improved his passing. So looking for Ahir. And then, obviously, Lucas Williamson is, you know, I think he's one of the best two-way players in the country. He's really, really improved his ball handling and passing. And, you know, he's been known as a guy that knocks down threes and is one of the best defenders in the country. I think he's the best defender in the country from a versatility perspective. So those two guys, and then our new guy, Ryan Schwieger, graduate transfer from Princeton. He's had 22 in the last two games, both of the last two games. So he's a versatile three-level scorer. That's really, really improved since he's gotten with us as a defender. And so those three guys are off to a really good start this year.
Now, obviously, one of the things that happens when you play really good basketball in a non-power conference is nobody wants to schedule you, and that makes it harder to put together an at-large resume for the NCAA tournament if you're not fortunate enough to win your conference tournament. With that said, for a program like yours, even though it's had great success in the NCAA tournament, how pivotal is the upcoming week in terms of building a resume?
You know, I think, you know, obviously, from a long-term perspective, it could be, you know, pretty special for us if you know, we're able to come out here, because, like you said, we don't get that many opportunities. So taking advantage of those would be key. But at the end of the day, you know, we're going to have – our league is very, very good. You know, there's, you know, Drake, there's Northern Iowa, there's Southern Illinois, there's Missouri State. There's Valpo. There's really, really good teams in our league this year. I think you got Drake in your top 45 as well this week. So, you know, two teams.
You don't
again,
miss much,
last
Drew.
Year we were a multi-bid league last year, and so we don't want to put too much pressure on ourselves to you know, it's not like we need to go 3-0 out here, but obviously we're chasing a championship. We're in here. We're in Atlantis to you know, try to win a championship. But I think the most important thing for us is to just focus on every single game that's in front of us, and the chips will fall where they are.
Now, in that opening game that you have in the Battle for Atlantis, you're going to be obviously paired up against Michigan State and Tom Izzo, who your brother Denzel played for and who you were a GA for. What is the relationship like between Drew Valentine and Tom Izzo?
I mean, before every pretty much, you know, major decision or big decision that I have to make as a coach, I mean, I give him a call. And, you know, coach has been great for me and my family. I mean, we wouldn't be in the positions that we are as a family if it wasn't for his vision, for his trust, for his confidence and belief in all of us, whether it's my dad, whether it's my brother, whether it's myself. And so it's pretty special to be able to compete against him. I don't know if I would have necessarily thought at, you know, 22 and I was getting my start as a GA that, that my first year as a head coach at 30 years old, I'd be playing them in Battle for Atlantis. But here we are, and it's pretty special, and it's going to be awesome to get out there and compete against them.
And what's your impressions of Michigan State?
I mean, they are just your typical Michigan State, what you would expect. They're extremely fast in transition. I mean, I know from seeing it for 2 years every day, just how fast that transition break is. I mean, off makes and off misses. I mean, they're top 10 in tempo in the country. When you look at KenPom, I mean, their possession length, I mean, their tempo is extremely, extremely fast. They're really crashing the offensive glass really hard. And they're also, defensive percentages are really, really good as well. So, we got to do a great job of getting back in transition. We got to do a good job of, trying to keep them off the glass. And then we got to do a good job of playing offense with physicality and not turning the ball over.
Loyola Chicago head coach Drew Valentine joined the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Well, you're obviously preparing for a great opponent in Michigan State, but Loyola Chicago was also in the news last week for another reason. You are switching conferences. You are going to join the Atlantic 10 Conference next year. How did that process evolve?
You know what? It's crazy. I didn't even know until literally the night before that we were going to announce it. And so our administration was, I'm sure, having conversations. And I'm excited about the move. But I'm also, the Valley's been a great league for us and had some great memories. And, they've taken us in and treated us so well. But excited about the move, excited about the Atlantic 10. But it's crazy, man. I didn't know until the night before myself. So,
no question. Now, winning obviously is going to always raise the bar. Always going to raise the bar. But aside from that, aside from doing what Loyola Chicago has done on the court, what can you do from a resources perspective, from an ancillary perspective, to continue to raise the bar as you transition to another league?
Yeah, I think we just got to continue to, like you said, winning is the main thing. So I think we just got to keep the main thing. We've been able to raise our profile of our university and raise the profile of our basketball program because of the success that we're having. We need people to continue to, invest in us and trust in us and believe in us. We need to continue. I think our home court atmosphere is, turning into one of the best, especially at our level in the country. And so we need people to continue to support us and to continue to invest in us. And then we got to keep doing things at a high level from a recruiting standpoint, from a preparation standpoint, from a development standpoint. Those levels, are those three, I guess, things we got to continue to work on from our perspective and take care of. And hopefully that'll translate into winning games, because when you keep the main thing, I think you're in a good situation to continue to grow your program and keep raising that profile.
Final thing, Drew, obviously this is a long, long journey, and it's a journey that is going to only end happily for one team. What has to happen between now and the end of the season for Loyola Chicago to again be a team in the NCAA tournament that nobody wants to play?
I think we have to continue to grow on the defensive end and keep growing into one of the best defensive teams in the country. I think, we've had our most success here as a program and as a team when, we're an elite defensive team. And I think we have the pieces to do it. I think we have the experience to do it. But I think we're giving up too many threes right now. Too many threes are made. Some of them are tough. Some of them are contested. Some of them off the dribble. But we got to continue to grow as a defensive team, continue to try to take the three ball away a little bit better. And we got to continue to play offense with confidence. We spend a lot of time with our players developing them. I don't really promise our guys a whole lot other than, you're not going to be outworked from a coaching perspective,
right,
when it comes to development. But I think we've worked hard to not only develop their games, but develop their minds. And so we got to continue to play confident offense, because I think we're doing that right now. But the defensive end, we got to continue to grow and hopefully be one of the best defensive teams in the country by the end of the year.
Well, Drew, we appreciate the time. Know how busy you are. Enjoy the week in the Bahamas, and looking forward to seeing Wednesday's game against Michigan State. We'll stay connected along the way.
Of course, John. Appreciate you having me on.
We'd like to thank Loyola Chicago's Drew Valentine for joining us on the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Before we get to our social media portion of the show, I want to tell you about the best set of wireless earbuds I've ever owned, Raycon. If you're not the kind of person that shops early for the holidays, it's time to change your habits, because you can save big right now on a gift they'll use every day, Raycon wireless earbuds. Let me tell you, my Raycons are amazing. The fit's incredible, perfectly snug, noise isolating, and they hardly feel like they're there. Of course, none of that matters if the audio quality isn't stellar, and it is. It's comparable to other premium brands, but get this, Raycon starts at half the price. Good thing they're so comfortable. They have 8 hours of playtime, 32 hours of battery life, and the everyday earbuds have three EQ settings for the perfect amount of bass, and they take calls at the touch of a button. Whether you buy them as a gift or for yourself, it's something that'll be enjoyed every day. Here's what I want you to do. Go to buyraycon.com/collegehoops today to unlock exclusive deals up to 20% off your Raycon order. But hurry, this offer is available for a limited time only, and you don't want to miss it. That's buyraycon.com/collegehoops to unlock up to 20% off your Raycons. buyraycon.com/collegehoops. And again, I want to remind you to subscribe to the College Hoops Today podcast on Apple Podcasts. We want to be your Bible for the college basketball season and beyond. We're the only college basketball podcast coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. Also want to remind you to check out the College Hoops Today fan page on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a review. Let us know what you think of the product we're bringing to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. And also a reminder to find and listen to the College Hoops Today podcast on all the popular podcast platforms. Make sure to subscribe, like, and rate the show. And please feel free to leave us comments. And also check out collegehoopstoday.com for breaking news, podcast archives, stories, and analysis on the greatest sport that we have on our globe. And time now for our social media portion of the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Send me your questions on Twitter. I'm at John Rothstein. That's John, J-O-N. Our first question comes from Brian Keck, and it's John. Keegan Murray, first-round pick from Iowa. Can he lead Iowa to the NCAA tournament? I'm going to hold off on that right now, Brian. Now, Iowa has a couple of more games where they should be able to build confidence, and then Iowa is going to play Virginia. I know it's not vintage Virginia, but they're going to play Virginia next week in the ACC Big Ten Challenge, and then their schedule will pick up. But Keegan Murray, again, an unsung star right now nationally for what he is doing from a production standpoint for Iowa. Our next question comes from Joe Charles, and it's John. Do you see a lack of depth giving St. Bonaventure in the Atlantic 10? And no, because it's such a rarity what's going on at St. Bonaventure. You know, the only other team, I believe, that has five starters back from a team that made the NCAA tournament last year, you know, other than St. Bonaventure, is going to be UCLA and then obviously Purdue. I mean, you're talking about special company for the Bonnies, who are the class of the Atlantic 10. Season-long Madness wants to know, how many bids will the Mountain West get? Well, Colorado State, to me, is joining the conversation of, you know, the teams that, you know, you have to start looking at as being in a situation that are the best non-power conference team not named Gonzaga. St. Bonaventure would obviously go into that mix as well, and BYU you could throw in there as well. I think the Mountain West, though, and then had a very, very good day on Sunday with Utah State beating Oklahoma and also Boise State getting a win over Ole Miss. The Mountain West needs more out of Nevada. It needs more out of San Diego State moving forward to be a three-bid league. But love what the Mountain West did on Sunday with the win by Utah State and the win by Boise State. Those two victories should really travel nicely throughout the duration of the season. Five Good Nuggets this week is being brought to you by Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. Now, let's get to those nuggets.
Five Good Nuggets.
Five.
Five.
Six.
No, five. But you were close.
Nugget number one, palpable buzz in Ole, and St. Bonaventure can run the table in the Atlantic 10. Now, St. Bonaventure doesn't have an Obi Toppin like Dayton did 2 years ago, but this team has the experience, the chemistry, and the rhythm to go undefeated this season in Atlantic 10 play. Not saying they will. Nugget number two, the table center. Don't be shocked if James Akinjo leads the Big 12 in assists. Baylor's starting point guard has already handed out a combined 21 dimes in his last two games, averaging 8 each time he takes the floor. Nugget number three, a bean diet. America is going to run out of adjectives for Utah State's Justin Bean through 5 games, averaging 24 points and 13.8 rebounds. Early favorite for Mountain West Player of the Year. Nugget number four, brutality. The Atlantic 10 has lost 11 bye games in 13 days. That is not ideal. And nugget number five, getting defensive. Talking about North Carolina's defense again, at Mohegan Sun against Purdue and Tennessee, Tar Heels gave up an average of 91 points per game. Now, let's get some games to watch.
Games to watch.
Tuesday, it's UCLA Gonzaga. And again, certain games are going to evolve this week because of all these tournaments. Wednesday, you got UConn, Auburn, and Michigan State against Loyola Chicago. Thursday, it's an NCAA tournament rematch between Iona and Alabama. And then Friday, Duke against Gonzaga, a Black Friday matchup in Las Vegas. Paolo Banchero against Chet Holmgren. We'd like to thank Loyola Chicago head coach Drew Valentine for joining the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. We'll be back next week, same bat time, same bat channel. This was the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein.